Dorothy Masasa strides down a dirt road under the warm afternoon sun, her baby securely tied on her back, a picture of resilience and hope. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. Just 6 months ago, the 39-year-old mother from Cholo District in southern Malawi was in Kenya for life-saving radiotherapy treatment. Malawi only recently acquired its first radiotherapy machines, sparing women like Dorothy the need to travel abroad for cancer treatment. "I was registered as an emergency case after doctors discovered I had cervical cancer while 13 weeks pregnant," she recalls. "They told me these two things don't go together." Faced with a heartbreaking choice, surgery to remove the cancer and terminate her pregnancy, or chemotherapy, risking her baby's health, Dorothy chose chemotherapy. She gave birth via cesarean section to a healthy baby, but her uterus was removed during the same operation. Despite this, Dorothy's cancer persisted, and she needed further treatment that wasn't available in Malawi until this year. She joined 30 other women sent by Médecins Sans Frontières, MSF, to Nairobi, Kenya, for radiotherapy. It was her first time flying, a daunting experience, but she knew it was necessary for her recovery. Now back home, Dorothy reflects on her journey. "I went for treatment so I could come back healthy and happy," she says. "Although the radiotherapy left her frail, she's now walking again, her hair has grown back, and she's able to care for her children and tend to her farm." Malawi's healthcare system made significant strides this year, installing its first radiotherapy machine at the Blantyre International Cancer Center. More machines are expected to arrive soon at the National Cancer Center in Lilongwe. While Malawi still faces challenges, it's ahead of many countries in sub-Saharan Africa, where over 20 nations lack access to radiotherapy, a critical tool in fighting cancer. Cervical cancer remains a major health crisis across Africa, worsened by limited access to preventative measures like HPV vaccines and screening. In 2022, the World Health Organization reported 660,000 new cases of cervical cancer globally, with over 350,000 deaths. Africa bears a disproportionate burden, accounting for 23% of cervical cancer deaths worldwide. In Malawi, the Queen Elizabeth Central Hospital, QECH, sees a significant number of cervical cancer patients. Dr. Samuel Medja, an obstetrician and gynecologist at KEK, says the lack of screening and the impact of HIV have exacerbated the crisis. However, efforts are underway to change this, with cervical cancer screening programs now available and increased focus on HPV vaccination campaigns. For Dorothy, her battle with cervical cancer has given her new strength and determination. "Cervical cancer took me through a hard phase, and I wouldn't want my daughter to go through the same," she says. Having overcome the illness, she's committed to vaccinating her daughter and spreading awareness about the importance of early detection and prevention. "I feel so happy that I am healed," she beams, filled with gratitude and hope for the future. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.